Well, I have to admit, first of all, this isn't just New England. We are one of the regions that GSA maintains that is doing this. But here in New England, the reverse auction is going to yield about $4 million worth of savings annually. This is a big deal. We've got four federal agencies up here that join together, the General Services Administration, the Department of State, the Bureau of Prisons, and in fact, we have the American Red Cross join us as well. And basically, what we're talking about is a reverse eBay for electricity, if you will. We go out there, we worked with a vendor and identified various properties that the federal government maintains here in New England. And we bundled those properties, put them out there on a website, and let energy suppliers, electricity suppliers, tell us what their best price would be, and selected the winning bidders from the bids that were received, and go from there.
It sounds like this is the type of activity that could only be done in the last, say, 10 years or so, because at one time, you know, before that, there was only one choice of electricity supplier in a given place.
Well, that's right. It's really the confluence of deregulation of the electricity industry and the improvement in technology. Because, again, this is an online auction, and having, you know, access to the information and making sure that everybody has a chance to participate in the online bidding is a key component to this program.
How did you choose facilities for this auction? How did you decide, okay, these are the ones we're going to include?
Well, it's really an ongoing conversation. The General Services Administration, obviously, we have to buy electricity for our buildings. The federal agencies that have offices in the federal buildings across the region obviously consume a very predictable amount of electricity. So for us, it's very easy for us to just go into the records and figure out what the buy ought to be. But we also do engage in a conversation with the folks at the Bureau of Prisons. We've engaged other federal agencies. Again, joining us this year was the Department of State. And the conversation with the American Red Cross here yields facilities and buildings that they'd like to bundle with the GSA building, GSA facilities. So it really is just an ongoing conversation with federal agencies that are tenants at GSA facilities and those that are not. The Veterans Administration up here, you know, is a big facilities maintainer themselves, and they joined us as well in this auction this year.
And we're talking about Massachusetts and what other states, or what are the four states?
Actually, it's Connecticut, Maine, New Hampshire, and Rhode Island were the four states. Massachusetts was covered in a similar process that we engaged in a couple of years ago.
So you have non-contiguous areas, in other words, covered by these utilities.
That's correct. But again, the idea here is that we bundle facilities that are associated with one another along a whole series of programmatic lines. And those facilities are bundled, and the bidders have the opportunity to decide which bundle of facilities they're gonna handle. It's not necessary that they be contiguous so long as the bidders are aware of the limitations and the service areas that they're going to be dealing with.
And this auction has been praised by many people as being a big success. What do you think are the hallmarks that made it that way?
Well, again, the nice thing about this is it's going out to the market. It's testing what the market is willing to do in terms of finding or helping us find savings. This isn't the government coming in and trying to regulate the market and say, okay, this is what we're going to pay and no more. This is the federal government going out and saying, okay, what's the best you can do? And bringing the competition of the marketplace to bear, realizing that you know, everybody is going to make an analysis and make a determination that is going to be profitable for the firms that are engaging in the bid process, and allowing the federal government to realize savings, again, not through some sort of mandatory or regulatory heavy hammer, but rather through just smart making available the information that the private energy providers need to determine what works for them and what works for us.
We're speaking with Bob Czarnecki. He's the New England Region Administrator for GSA. What incentives are there for the electricity provider that makes it worth it for them to bid on a reverse auction?
Well, it's the contracts. I mean, you know, this is a guaranteed market for the energy provider. Once they offered up their best price, and they've already determined what the price point is where they're going to make a profit, because we give them the information about what the anticipated consumption is going to be. They've got a guaranteed revenue stream. They know what they're going to get, and they know how profitable it's going to be for the two-year contract period.
Now, we're talking about a reduction in the price of energy on a fixed or a known amount of electricity. But what are you also doing, and can they help you with this, that is the contractor, to reduce the energy consumption? Because that's really what is the main mandate coming down from GSA Central.
Yep. And actually, this is really just the supply. This is not a scheme that is designed to bring in companies that are going to reduce energy consumption. We're only talking about an auction here that deals with supplying the energy to the federal facilities. We're also sort of the one element here that is a little bit different in terms of just it's just supply is that we are requiring that the energy providers here also go to renewable energies and that they provide, in this case, 7.5% of the electricity they sell to the federal agencies through renewable energy sources.
Now, going back to the idea of the reverse auction, I read that a number of these bids would actually come in sometimes within 15 seconds of the close of the auction. So, I mean, this sounds a lot like almost eBay. How does that work?
Yeah, it is. It's very much like eBay. It's a platform that allows the energy, the electricity companies to go online, look at the bundle of facilities, the proposed or anticipated consumption, and they literally just do the math and post their number. This is what, you know, we can provide energy to those facilities for. This is the price that we're going to need in order for it to be profitable for us.
Now, having had success with electricity, do you plan to maybe apply the same technique for, I don't know, gas or other types of utilities that buildings might need?
In fact, GSA does use this same platform for gas consumption. Those are the two utilities that we use this reverse bidding process for. And we've had great success with it with natural gas as well.
And how about other commodities beyond utility type electricity, gas? What about, I don't know, computers or automobiles? Have you found success, or are you contemplating trying reverse auctions there too?
Well, we haven't gone beyond these two utilities, but is the model adaptable? Perhaps. It's really not a question that we've delved into too deeply at this point.
What would you tell other agencies who are thinking about something like this? What is it going to take for them to do something like this in other parts of the government?
Again, you know, this is an ongoing conversation. The Veterans Administration and the Bureau of Prisons and GSA are partnering on this one. We're always looking to share our successes and talk to folks about how they can join us in future auctions. So really, it's just a matter of engaging GSA in the conversation.